Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, Steve Warren here. Welcome to another Spectrum program. Today we're going to talk about art, and I know art is something that's a little hard to do on radio because it's a visual medium, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Our guest is Ping Jie, who is here from Massachusetts, from Eastover, and we're going to get a little more about that later on. But welcome to China America Radio.
Thank you.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Tell me about your where were you born? Tell me about your growing up years, just so we get to know who you are.
Born in Shanghai and 1954. All time in the Cultural Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
This is very, very deeply for a reference for all our generation in this time. So why I curated this exhibition, I think this is very important for the people, worldwide people can see how China's culture and change.
Was it difficult growing up in the Cultural Revolution years?
Yes, you know, after Cultural Revolution, you can see this is a very important line. And when the end of the Cultural Revolution, all China gave a great change, you know, follow the government policy and reform and open door. It will published a huge box from Western. This is very important for the young generation. They can read a lot, including the art history, philosophy, political, and ideology, economic, all. Then they compare the Cultural Revolution. That time, all books, all the thinking is in single form, only single form, and creativism. Then, earlier 1980s, and the contemporary ink art beginning.
What was your specific interest when you were growing up? What was your first exposure to art? What did you like to see or to do?
I'm used to artists. When the Cultural Revolution, I paint a lot of Chairman Mao's portrait on the street,
right.
You know, and this time I'm doing a lot. And then after Cultural Revolution, I have the opportunity, I go to the university. I studied the design department. And then I have the chance, went to the abroad. I studied in the Belgium, okay. and the Royal Academy of Art in the Antwerp.
Yes, well, the Flemish have
a
very deep art history.
Yes.
The Flemish School of Art. How did you get to go to Belgium from China? Did you get scholarship or did you just pay money and travel on your own?
Pay money. Uh-huh. Yeah, your scholarship is that time is very hard, and a lot of people want to get a scholarship, but only a few people can get it. So I pay my life. But this time is very hard, very hard. We have a lot of
Was that your first exposure to Western art when you went to Belgium, or had you seen examples before?
Before, we have read the Western art or art history from the book. But that time, we never see the original work, never. But I want to see a lot. I want to visit a Europe museum. Then I can know the real Western art or modern art in there. So that's why I want to go to their study. After the study in there, it gave me a lot of knowledge about modern art or history.
Were you surprised to find out that Western art is actually many, many, many different kinds of art, that French is different than English, it's different than Dutch, is different than Spanish? That there, it almost Western art changes every time you cross the border.
Yes. This is too large information, you know, pushing me think about a lot, you know. Then I think traditional art in China should be changed, should be reformed, because the all social environment is changed. The people thinking is changed. So we face to the world. We need to be the new image for our life. And then we can show world. So we can conversation with the world.
So what brought you to United States?
I've been in the United States early, it's in 1994. When I finished the study in the Belgium, I got a visa to the United States. And the beginning, I have the chance visit as a visitor scholar to the John Cage Trust in New York, and 1.5 years. And that time, I want to curate the exhibition about John Cage's work to China, but the time is too early. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult in China. I talked to the Shanghai Art Museum, but they didn't know. What's this? They don't work. They don't understand. So this is not finished. This exhibition. Then I introduced the director of the John Cage Trust visit China to get a lecture.
Did you visit other cities in the United States after New York?
Yeah.
Did you notice that even art is different in different parts of the United States?
Yeah, this is, you know, I stayed West European in 3 years. And then when I go to the New York, then, I get a new flash. New York is very, how to say, it's more avant-garde.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely. Yeah. Well, that's what we do here.
Yeah.
We kind of try to stay ahead of everything. Well, let's fast forward to where we are today.
Yeah.
Let's speak just a little bit about the history of the ink. Tell me where in the Chinese art spectrum does the ink fall?
Okay. And the traditional ink art used to the people drawing the mountains, rivers, and the flowers. You know, or something like, the used to the realistic, okay? This is using the brush, they drawing something, and then with their thinking together, they have some, show some their philosophy or something like their culture. But when the young artists, they got the modern art from the Western, they totally change. Mm-hmm. This change, we can see the ink art from the early 1980s. And then all upset for the Chinese traditional ink art. They do the abstraction. They do follow the modern art. They do a lot of exploration, experiment. They want to find their own language in the ink art, the fields.
So the ink technology has remained the same for 1,000 years, but the subject matter is changing. What the ink is being used for is changing to different things today than it was 100, 200 years ago.
Yeah. This is totally changed. And, you know, if you see the earlier 80s, you can see the art. You can see most of the art form follow, influence the Western art. Mm-hmm. But now, it's different. Now, we show the three artists in the Eastover.
Right, and let's get to Eastover, because Eastover is near Lenox, Massachusetts, which is a very historical part of the United States. And it's a huge mansion that was originally built and owned by one of the early American banking tycoons. And now it is a public space. Tell us about Eastover and how did you arrive there?
We just visited there. You know, we didn't think about too much. When I see the actually the mansion, the building, English-style building, I think, wow, this is beautiful. Maybe we can do something in there. But this architecture never do the exhibition before.
Mm-hmm.
But I see the space they have, but empty in the wall. Okay, so I talk with the owner, And maybe we can try something to exhibition. We using the contemporary ink art with your traditional Western architecture, we combine dialogue. Maybe it's interesting.
Eastover is traditionally has done some very modern and forward-thinking things. They have programs about holistic healing and food and gardening and cooking. So
yes.
it seems like that would fit right in. They gave you a good listen. So tell us about the exhibit. It's featuring three different well-known ink artists over the course of the summer. How did you put that together? And tell us a little bit about the exhibit itself.
This exhibit, we chose three artists. This three artists is very important for the contemporary ink art in China. Also, these three artists, they are totally different. They have their own style, own languages, like the Zhang Zhaohui, Qin Feng, and Li Gang. They have the over 10 or 20 years their experiment for the ink art. But now their work sure all worldwide. Yeah, but in the Eastover, we just the first time show. These three artists, we covered all summer. Each used to around the 1 month show, and all for the solo exhibition. First artwork show is Zhang Zhaohui's work. The opening ceremony, we talk about visitor and goddess, and they are very, very interesting. And also, they never see like this style in China, from China's art. Right. But they used to traditional art. They know, they have a little knowledge about that.
Right.
When they see this artwork, immediately they can realize, and they're very interesting. Also, they understand.
Yeah, they change their mind. They know they have something different now.
Yes, yes. So I think this is very important.
Was it difficult for you to assemble the various art, get it here, get it to Eastover from where it was originally, whether it was in China or somewhere in the U.S.?
I think this is not difficult because we ask Eastover make the frame already and follow the artwork size. Mm-hmm. The artist, before they come in, they bring the artwork, just paper, and make the roll, and then we install it together.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So we created the art here.
Yeah. So this is a really good way and easy for the showing.
The show runs through the entire summer, correct?
Yes.
And each month it changes from one artist to the next.
Yes. You know, now we have the IEC Foundation. We have the web page. Okay, on the Eastover, they have some information, and also have some media. You know, English media, they have some report and news.
It's a nice trip. It's not far from New York. You can just go up Highway 87, Interstate 87, to I-90, the Massachusetts Turnpike, and go east until you get to the Lenox area. And folks from here that have gone to Tanglewood, you know how to get there. And, of course, it's coming from Boston, because we have listeners in Boston. Just come the other way. Come west or come south from Montreal or go east from Albany. So it's a beautiful location. It's a great time of the year. And our guest is Ping Jia, who is the curator putting together this ink art exhibit that's going to run through the summer at Eastover in Massachusetts. After this ink art exhibit finishes at the end of the summer, do you think people will have a greater appreciation of ink art and maybe have more exhibits similar in the future in different places?
Yes, future. Now they have some the gallery touch with us. Maybe they want to continue.
Right.
They want to take over the exhibition. But this is only for first summer season we show the ink art.
Okay.
Maybe we want to continue. Maybe next summer. You know, the summer is a very, very good time in there. But the Halloween season, a lot of people coming. Yeah, so I think this is a very good location.
Good that you have planted this seed, and now maybe it will grow and people around the rest of the United States at some point will be able to see the ink art exhibit, maybe come to them, go on a tour or something someday.
Yeah.
You think that more people may be interested in creating ink art after seeing this show?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, when I get the feedback, all people are really interested. Because this is a new image, so different than we did before.
Well, it sounds very exciting, and if people want more information, we'll put a link on our website so people can find out more about it. But Pingjie, thank you so much for coming to China America Radio. Hope you have a beautiful summer. It sounds like you've got a lovely environment, both inside and outside at Eastover. So we wish you good wishes for the summer.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@ChinaAmericaRadio.com.